Chapter 5. Ellie's Adventure Begins.
Ellie! Liz shouts, knocking loudly on my bedroom door.
Wake up! You're going to be late.
I pull the bed covers over my head. What does she want? It's only 6 o'clock. Last night I decided that I was going to stay in bed all day today. There's no school, and I don't have to work in the shop. I don't have anything to do all day, not like Cassie and Skye, who will be at the train station waiting for their train by now, excited about Glastonbury, the bands they're going to see and the fun they're going to have. Maybe Dad was right. Becoming a singer was just a dream. I pull the bed covers over my head more, and I'm about to go back to sleep when Liz knocks on my door again, louder this time.
Ellie! You'll miss your train if you're not careful.
What train?
You need to pack your bag and you must eat a good breakfast. It's a long way to Glastonbury.
Glastonbury? I throw the bed covers off me and get quickly out of bed. What do you mean? What train? What about Glastonbury?
Didn't you read my notes?
She asks when I open my bedroom door.
Oh, Ellie, we're so proud of you.
She gives me a big hug. Will you please tell me what's going on?
You won. I told you. I said you were going to win.
Slowly I start to understand what she is saying, and my legs begin to shake.
Just after you went out with the papers, there was a phone call from Music Now's editor. Your dad answered the phone. He was shocked at first, of course. He didn't know about the competition. But when he heard that they chose you, that you were the best...
She takes a deep breath.
You're going to Glastonbury. You won, Ellie. You won.
For a moment, I just stand in silence. I'm dreaming. This can't be true. I won. I won. I won. And then we are both laughing and hugging. When we finally stop, Dad is standing in front of me. He isn't smiling. He looks very serious, and for a terrible moment I don't think he'll let me go. What did they say, Dad?
You have to get the 8:02 train to London. You'll meet the journalist who is going with you. His name's Mike Peters. And then you'll get the train to Glastonbury together. I'm still not happy about you going to London on your own.
I'll be fine.
What about this journalist? I don't know who he is. He could be a serial killer.
Oh, Bill,
laughs Liz, giving him a hug.
Ellie's a big girl now, and I'm sure she'll phone to let us know she's okay, won't you, Ellie?
Of course I will.
See, there's nothing to worry about.
Says Dad, but this time he says it with a small smile.
Now hurry up. You need to have a shower and pack your rucksack. I'll make breakfast. Don't just stand there, Bill. Find the camera. Ellie will want to take lots of photos.
I can't wait to tell Cassie and Skye, but I don't have time to do that now. I don't want to miss the train, and I still have to get ready. What shall I wear? My hands are shaking as I pull out tops and jeans from my wardrobe. Nothing seems right. Not for meeting Murphy. Meeting Murphy. I still can't believe it an hour later when we are standing on the platform at the train station, waiting for the train to arrive.
And you packed something warm, didn't you?
Asks Dad. Yes, Dad. I'm so excited, even his worrying can't stop me smiling.
And you'll phone as soon as you get there,
he continues, as the train slows to a stop in front of us. When I look at Dad again, there are tears in his eyes. But he looks very proud. I give him a quick hug. Thanks, Dad, I whisper in his ear. Then I get on the train. My adventure is just beginning.